Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Frick Frack, Adult Stories, and Dogs. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Tarman.
Hey, Kenny.
And
hey,
we just landed.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm an ATL. We had weather and ORD and had to de-ice us two times today. Yeah. Hey, chick, you know where they put the de-ice?
Where?
On D-plane.
Oh! Oh, boy.
You know,
you're killing me.
Chills, Tobik.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, I just told Chick McGee from the Bob and Tom Joe the de-ice plane joke. Well, he loved it. Yeah, the guy next to me must have been a nom. He has that 1,000-yard stare working today. Now, where's the gate? I have two connections today.
Yeah.
I go from ATL to MCO, then I'm on standby at 3:20. Hang on, I got a phone call.
Okay.
Hey, guy, we just landed. Yeah, ATL. No, we just landed. We took off late from ORD. We had weather. Hey, Mike, I got a text from Tobik there, Shooter, and he says, sorry about your mom.
Oh.
Yeah, but he also said, we moved the webinar once and we can't move it again.
Oh.
I know. Yeah, well, see if the funeral home has Wi-Fi. Well, I talked to him. We just figured if it was just the viewing.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if you're a pallbearer, you should have one hand free for the phone, though, right?
Got your Bluetooth.
I told you, Shooter, a Bluetooth would solve all of this.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, hey, Mike, guess where they put the de-ice? Hello? Hello?
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Chrissy Lee and her provocative frock at the Silac
frock is right.
News desk.
Whatever.
That's a problematic word. You've got your flock, and then you've got your frock,
mm-hmm.
and you've got. Anyone want to take it from
there?
So
if you had a sheep mm-hmm. in dresses, it would be a flock of frocked.
And then if you're Christmas tree is getting
flocked,
sprayed with that white stuff.
It is flocked, right? We're spraying the white stuff? Yeah.
Flocking?
Flocking.
Yeah. Now, who were Frick and Frack?
I don't know how that started, but that's
were
like
they like
an
book
ancient...
characters, like, you know, like Dick and Jane?
I think it was like a tool for tell a joke, I think.
Because every now and then you'll go, here come Frick and Frack.
Here come Frick and Frack.
Yeah. Wow.
Story kind of.
My dad had two imaginary friends when he was a kid. He would tell me about Peamy and Pommy.
Peamy and Pommy?
Really?
Wow.
Yep. What's something you haven't mentioned in a long time, Chick McGee, at the orangeinsults.com sports desk
God.
The fact that you discovered in your father's...
Masturbation. That's exactly right.
Well, I know you
thought
discovered
I invented
that.
It.
I, who didn't? But
Yes.
Remember what I'm talking about?
My father would write adult erotic stories.
I love that.
In longhand?
On legal pads,
that's
yes.
But it was adult.
Absolutely.
Was it pretty good?
Well, I mean, I was, you know...
Did you read it?
14, 15, 16 when I found it. Of course I
Did
read it.
Did he find out you read it?
I... I don't think so.
Did you use it? Did you apply it to the activity?
I don't know if I can. Yes, I did.
I did. If he had found out that you read it, I love that there would have been the dad and the writer confronting you. It would have been, you know, you shouldn't be sneaking around my room and finding my things. This is not for you. You're a little young for this.
But
What did you think?
It's like the comedian. Right?
were they run on sentences?
Yeah, was the character arc suitable for?
Would you want to go out to dinner with me? And what do you?
Is the Oxford comma too much?
How did I do tonight?
Did you believe her? Yeah, yes. I just want to know if I got her right.
Like the grant when I said and her hand, was that?
All right. Do you want to know the history of frickin' frack?
Sure.
They're a pair of people, often two friends or co-workers, that are very close or inseparable.
Yeah.
Sometimes engaging in silly or mischievous activities together.
Oh, they're banging. Okay.
It originated from a famous ice skating duo from Sweden.
Wow.
Werner Grobel, who's Frick, and Hans Rudolf Hundred Mock was Frack.
Oh, shut up.
They were Swiss skaters who performed in the original Ice Follies in the United States. Oh, so there you go.
Swiss skating is hard because there's all the holes in the ice.
There's two of our coworkers that I refer to as Ding and Dong.
Yeah.
Because they're just
they're
fits.
Ding and Dong.
Ding and Dong.
Or do you ever do the, we did this one a lot, Dill and Doe?
No, I've never heard that.
We do that one too.
Oh, Dill Doe. Yeah.
Dill and Doe.
Yeah. Well, they're Tweedledee and Tweedledum, of course.
Yeah. Oh, no, Tweedledee and Tweedledummer.
Yeah.
Or is it Tweedledum and Tweedledummer?
It's that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that'd be good. Right now, we return to the Cadillac Insurance News Desk.
I remember my first wet dream. I went to my father, and I was really upset. I was like, I don't know, 12, 13, along in there. And I told him what had happened. He started laughing. He said, what you had was a wet dream. And I said, And he goes, even the Pope has wet dreams.
He said that?
Yep.
Well, it's true.
In fact, the Pope probably more than many.
Exactly.
It's got to get the body.
There's a whole prayer called.
I have an idea.
There's a whole prayer called. There's a prayer called "Release Me in My Dreams" that they actually.
Oh my God!
Every now and then, in my childhood, when I thought I'm adopted, there's no way I'm a part of this family. My dad would whip out a line like, "Even the Pope has a wet dream." your thoughts?
That explains a
longest
lot.
Pause. Christy, did we ever get to the happy dog story?
Scientists say playing with dogs is a stress reliever for humans and canines alike. For the study, researchers recruited 6 friendly dogs to interact with 122 college students.
Well, they got a grant for this?
They need more dogs or less students.
Students who interacted with a dog for as little as 15 minutes had a reduced heart rate, lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol in their saliva, and also appeared to be beneficial for the dogs. Okay. Fecal tests showed canine cortisol levels were lower a week after playing with human participants.
What about the fecal test for the college student?
Yeah.
I don't know if they took those jobs.
Wait a second. Read the second part again.
The experience appeared to be beneficial for dogs as well. Fecal tests showed canine cortisol levels were lower a week after playing with human participants.
I see. Okay.
What did you think I said?
No. So the dogs... The dogs are happier, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
This is a pretty obvious
study. Like everybody knew that. Yeah, this is like a Mr. Obvious Institute.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Could you imagine playing with a dog and him being like, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
and it's really obvious that he doesn't like you, but he's just rolling his eyes a lot.
He goes, if you fake throwing the tennis ball one more time.
I've never liked doing that.
You know what I need? I need to get the automatic tennis ball machine. Have you seen this?
Oh.
Where the dogs can put the ball in the machine and they wait. And then it goes, ding, and it shoots the ball across the yard. And then they go get the ball and put it back in the machine.
Wow.
Those are great.
So the playing, it reduces the stress in the dog.
Yes.
So does eating dog poop for dogs.
Not all
Much
dogs.
Less so for humans, by the way.
If there's cortisol in there.
As a general rule.
We don't know. Might be.
There might be some cancer curing agent in dog fecalities.
Yeah, but can you imagine? They're all different, though. I mean, you ever seen like one of those Pomeranians? They always look like they're asking for the manager. A little Karen dog.
A little Karen dog.
New research out there indicates human intelligence is experiencing a sharp decline.
No kidding.
According to a report from the Financial Times, people across age groups are having trouble concentrating.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Did you hear about that story that we're supposed to be stupider?
As well as losing reasoning, problem solving, and information processing skills. They also show that there has been a steep decline in reading, while more adults lack the ability to work with numbers with each passing year. Studies show too much.
Is this a three?
Screen time negatively impacts verbal functioning, concentration, and information retention in children.
And guess what? No one will change at all.
Nope.
No.
Go to any comment section about anything, and you realize, wow, there are a lot of morons out there. Just no matter what it is.
Don't read the comments.
Yeah, no, I was
a tip from your Uncle Pat.
Yeah, if you had only known that.
Yeah, right, Pat?
Never read the comments.
But so it's the corollary to this is stupidity going up, but at the same time, confidence going up.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I'm dumber, but at least I know I'm right. And I'm the first one to admit it. Don't you agree? The confident idiot has kind of become sort of the norm out there. I'm absolutely certain of this.
I do and I don't. I think we're too quick to call somebody an idiot just because they disagree with what we believe, and I don't think that's fair. I think there should be a lot more mutual respect out there.
I
respect them, especially when they don't do it and then they die.
Yeah, that's impossible to talk about anything that differs from your opinion.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, don't do that and then they die. You win.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams finally returned to Earth, concluding an unexpected 9-month-long stay in space.
Butch and Suni.
You know something? This ended up getting more publicity than if they'd effectively gone up and came right back down.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It was really cool to watch. I watched it live, and then the dolphins came, and they were all, it looked like they wanted to play with the capsule.
What?
They're like, this is the biggest
thus proving dolphins are kind of aliens.
Yeah.
And how,
so cute.
And did you see the parachutes go on?
Yes.
That's incredibly cool.
The parachutes were really cool, and they showed they had a camera inside the capsule so you could see them release, and then below. Oh, it was.
Every dolphin is smarter than Neil deGrasse Tyson by about 10.
Yeah, it's crazy. They just can't speak English, so right.
They don't care to. Yeah. Oh, no, they know English. They just don't. No.
The astronauts.
Like they don't have time.
Yep. SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico or America early Tuesday evening. I don't want to get, you know.
Here we go.
Just hours after departing the International Space Station, Ms. Williams and Mr. Wilmore ended up spending 286 days in space.
You know what sucks?
278 days longer than anticipated. What?
Did you hear that they both have jury duty this week?
Oh, wouldn't you know it?
Just when you think you can go home.
They
shouldn't have voted in the space election.
How do they get used to the weightlessness? I can't understand. And then get used to coming back
Exactly.
She looked very...
Goodness gracious.
Very weak.
Yes. Yeah.
How much does that age you, being in space,
It's got to accelerate.
Yeah.
It just takes time to get, I guess, you know... Used to being back on Earth.
Being president and being an astronaut.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And being on the show.
Right.
Look at me.
Poor Pat's 28 years old.
Yeah. Don't be silly. He's 33.
But you're supposed to, on a realistic level, was there, at some point when they first went up there and they realized you have to stay, was there some kind of conversation? My cat.
Oh, yeah.
They have family.
My dog is at the kennel. It's $75 a day. Can we get NASA to cover this?
Good Lord. I can't imagine that. I know what it costs for a weekend for my girls to be boarded. My God.
So
300 days?
Does NASA, is SpaceX, do they go to NASA now and go, how about a little something for the effort?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
They're hired by NASA, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
They're contractors.
Rent space?
They need hazard pay.
Because I saw an astronaut on the news a week or two ago saying, no, NASA's going up. SpaceX is not going to go up there and get them.
Have you noticed that the spacesuits now look like the 50s space travel movies? They're really odd looking.
Yes.
They like Robbie the Robot stuff. It doesn't look like a real thing.
All I know is
that's my opinion.
All I know is after jury duty, Sonny and Butch are going to open for the Indigo Girls on their summer tour.
They do sound like
Sonny and Butch.
Doesn't it sound like the name of a girl group?
Why can't you stop?
Why can't you?
And now coming to the stage, Subaru and Birkenstock.
Here they come.
That's what it's
followed by the Alaskan Huskies,
and they're close
and
to
the
fine.
Scissors.
Look at them go.
Yeah. There has to be. There has to be a band called the Scissors. The Scissors Sisters.
They're the Scissors Sisters.
Oh, there are?
Yeah.
There you go.
They're great. They have that great, that's great song.
Yeah, they are.
Take Your Mama Out.
There's a SZA, too, right? S-C-A?
Yes.
Right?
S-C-A. Yeah.
That's right. And there's a Sia.
SZA.
There's Sia.
Sia's consistent.
Sia's very good. Yeah. Okay.
This very is, good.
This is, we're very confused. Yeah. At least I am.
The man accused of being involved in the theft of Judy Garland's famous ruby slippers.
Oh, yeah.
I did it.
It was moi.
Guilty as charged.
Was he gangbanged?
Federal charges against the Minnesota man, 77-year-old Jerry Howell Salaterman, were dropped Monday after his death was reported.
Did he overdose on death?
He was accused of hiding a stolen pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz.
You could overdose.
Salaterman had been scheduled to change his plea to guilty in January before the hearing was postponed after he was hospitalized.
Are you ready for this? The ruby slippers were burgundy because the process that they filmed color in that time would make them appear much brighter. So if they're actually red, they would appear pink if they had.
Did you learn this from
the Liza documentary?
Maybe I did.
Nobody's saying how he died.
I know how he died.
He died with
Josh knows.
No, a house fell on him.
Well, naturally, yes. And then his legs rolled up.
Overdose of.
Yeah. But he's not the. Apparently, he's not the guy that stole it.
He was hiding them.
Yeah, that.
Well, I wonder where he was hiding them.
His ass.
Behind the couch in his ass.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the guy.
There's no way they're going
to
let.
This was a complicated. I'm trying to. Didn't they end up selling? I got to find this. They sold for. Oh, here it is. They sold for $28 million.
Wow.
What?
Way too high.
That's $14 million per shoe.
Are you kidding me?
Heritage Auctions estimated they would fetch $3 million, but they sold for $28 million.
That's insane.
At a Dallas-based auction house.
That is insane.
Gee, I wonder how I can figure out.
My family.
I have too much money.
I could give... If I had $28 million and gave three of my brothers, so we would just live the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of owning these crappy slippers.
Yeah.
But how much would you pay for the Goodwitch Glenda's panties?
There's no number that I would.
Game worn.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay. So,
to choke on
what's
those.
What's the most you've paid for, like a Chucky doll or something that's important to you?
Oh, that's a good question. What's
then
the
answer it.
Without being too wordy.
Without all the...
I tell you this, sweet baby Jaden Daniels, they have these statues at the Danbury Mint, which are nice action figures, and I've ordered one of those, and I'm eagerly awaiting it to be delivered.
What? How much?
Come on.
A couple hundred.
Okay, yeah.
How big are they?
11 inches tall. How tall is this? 8 inches tall? 9 inches?
Oh, okay, so it's like a...
How tall is that?
All right.
I have not spent over... $250, $300 on any kind of horror collectible.
Okay.
No kidding?
Yeah. But I'm not saying it's... I will, probably.
Yeah.
I paid for a Sammy Baugh autograph. It was a little pricey, and no, I'm not going to say how much
old
it was.
Baugh with the Baugh?
Oh, Baugh.
Ah, very good, very good. coming up, Christy Lee.
Condescending.
You don't care about anything we say.
He doesn't care.
You don't collect anything. Have you ever bought anything like that? A collectible?
You collect ex-wives.
Like a Beatles.
He's only got one.
Oh, that's
jeez.
Right.
A Beatles autograph or anything like that? Or?
Nothing. No.
Nope. Don't collect anything.
I'd buy your autograph, Tom.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You're one of my favorites.
I have a Clapton autograph on the inside of my guitar.
That's handy.
How did it get on the inside?
Because I didn't want it on the outside because that was stupid.
But how did he write it on the inside?
We took the guitar strings apart. It's easy. Boom.
Is it written?
And you went up to him.
Is it written in Sharpie?
And said, "Excuse me, Mr. Clapton."
We were recording in Philadelphia. He was hitting on my girlfriend, Kim, at the time.
Oh, God.
He was talking to her. And I walked out, and there he was. And
he's a short little guy, right?
No, he's not that short.
Yeah, I bet he is.
About 5'11". And we had a conversation about his show the night before. Like, we were both fellow musicians.
How about that?
I said, I hear that you don't sign anything, but would you sign, I've never asked anybody this, would you sign the inside of my guitar? He goes, yeah, that's pretty cool. No one will really see it in there. But and we he signed it, and his guy from Warner Brothers came down. And went,
Gay! It was Daffy Duck.
And and
let me sign the inside of your guitar right now.
Do you still have that guitar?
Of course I do.
Okay. Let me sign the inside of your guitar right now.
You cannot touch my guitar.
Okay. I think comedically, if you said, would you sign the inside of my guitar, he should have gone, yes, and grabbed it and smashed it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.